This is Carly Forbes reporting for CFRU News. I'm here with Shabina and Kira to talk about the Everybody Conference, a reproductive justice and sexual health conference. It's taking place next week from the 21st to the 25th of March on various locations on the University of Guelph campus. Could you start out by letting folks know what the Everybody Conference is?
Yeah, sure. So the Everybody Conference is, as the name says, a reproductive justice and sexual health conference, and it aims to sort of touch on what that can mean for a variety of different people. It aims to kind of address a lot of issues. I mean, I think we're working towards kind of being able to have an idea of different struggles that people face within society in terms of getting help, in terms of, you know, going to healthcare providers and issues that of accessibility, but also looking at the history of reproductive freedoms and control, and looking at, you know, taking our past and seeing what's happened to various groups of people, and then how to move forward in a healthy way, in a way that's empowering for everybody and not just falling under this line of liberal feminist discourse of, you know, pro-choice, but more so looking at the history of what that can mean for different people and different issues, and trying to really learn to be allies to different communities as well as empowering ourselves.
What are some of the things that inspired folks to come together and organize this conference?
Well, as somebody who works at the Guelph Resource Center for Gender Empowerment and Diversity, which is the group or the group on campus that's sort of facilitating this being put on, you know, I see a lot of people come into the center who deal with so much crap, either with trying to get a doctor that's going to respect them or a gynecologist that's going to respect them, or even, you know, like having issues with their menstrual cycles or not being able to find like anybody to help them to come to, or like not having people in their lives that are allies to them in terms of being able to use health, having access to healthcare providers, or, you know, all sorts of different things. I think mostly this conference and the idea came out of the struggles that I'm seeing every single day and people wanting to talk about it and get together and actually talk about what this means. So it's very much from the people that use the center and by the people that use the center, which is very exciting.
Could you talk a bit about some of the workshops that you are particularly excited about?
Ooh. So as somebody who works or who is aiming to be a herbalist, I've been studying it for the last few years. I'm really excited about learning different ways to really learn how to respect people in the ways that I work with them. So, I mean, I'm dealing with people's bodies when I'm dealing with herbs, and I want to learn how to respect people the most in the best possible way, because for me, being a herbalist means really challenging the Western medical system, and I think that within that, I'm challenging the ways in which it's gone on and the ways in which it has just lumped people into categories, and I don't believe in that. I want to be able to learn about people's struggles in the past and how to work from that. So I'm really excited about the workshops surrounding, you know, allyship for sex workers, or you know, we're hopefully going to be getting a workshop on how to work with prison affected populations and populations of people who use drugs, and, you know, how to use harm reduction models more properly, because obviously we're seeing in society that people are being left out of the medical system and treated like garbage. And I'm really excited about learning the histories of reproductive control, because I think that affects people still to this day, in terms of like different traumas being passed on to people, and really getting to know people's historical struggles, to see what the context is of where they're at right now. So, oh, and I'm really also excited about some of the workshops about herbs, obviously, because I work with them. But yeah, Robin Rose Bennett is going to be doing one on healing from abortions, and another one on her studies on wild carrot seed as a natural contraceptive, which I think both of those topics are very, like, there's very limited access to those kinds of topics. And so I'm very excited that that's coming out.
I'm looking forward to a lot of them. They all sound really great, and they're so diverse, which is really neat about them. I guess the one that I'm probably most excited about is called Understanding the Natural Process of Childbirth, A Midwife's Perspective by Akua Hines. Yeah, I think it's really neat to be looking at childbirth from a non-hospitalized and just non-regular healthcare system, to be looking at midwives and doulas and who they are and what they do. So I think this workshop's also going to go a bit into, instead of going to hospitals for medical interventions when having a home birth or using a midwife, looking at more herbal aspects of that and looking at natural ways to avoid medicalized interventions in hospitals, which is just a more comforting and empowering way to experience childbirth.
What are some of the things that you're hoping to see come out of this conference?
I think I'm really excited about the idea of having like a broader discourse about reproductive justice and sexual health. I think that a lot of the time, once again, it falls within the sort of liberal feminist discourse of how do we make abortion accessible, which I think is super important. Don't get me wrong, but I think it fits in with like a larger context. You know, abortion is something that affects everybody, but I think we also need to look at those things that don't necessarily affect everybody, those things that affect certain groups of people. So I'm really excited about having sort of like a broader knowledge of things, and I think that can really benefit the community here in terms of really understanding where we're each coming from, and really sort of give us some groundwork to be able to move forward.
And if folks are looking for more information regarding accessibility, childcare, transportation, or food, who should they get in contact with?
Well, you can email me at the Guelph Resource Center for Gender Empowerment and Diversity. So the email is grcged@gmail.com. And we will be providing food for lunch on the weekends, and there will be childcare available. Please email us if that's something you need. And yeah, any sort of concerns or any sort of questions, we'll be glad to answer. It might take us a tiny bit of time because we're a little bit swamped with things, but we will get back to you for sure.
The event is also wheelchair accessible?
Yes.
And could you let folks know where they can find more information about the conference?
We've got a really awesome Facebook event going on. There's a lot of people attending it, and it's under something along the lines of the Everybody Conference. Search it on Facebook. I'm sure you'll find it. And we also have a WordPress called theeverybodyconference.wordpress.com. And it goes into detail about the workshops that we're having. There are some that haven't been posted yet, but you can find out more details about each workshop there. And there's also a link to that on the Facebook event. And you can also check out the WordPress for our contact information. And if you need to find out any more information about the conference, there's the phone number and email address to contact GRCID, which is Guelph Resource Center for Gender Empowerment and Diversity, which is hosting this conference.
So again, that's the Everybody Conference coming up next week from March 21st to 25th. And you should check out the Facebook or go on to the WordPress, and that's theeverybodyconference.wordpress.com.